Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Busy show today as Scott Barr from the Fort McMurray Public School Division joins us to talk about the school division looking to add teachers. We also talk to Ashley Makey from the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo, who has all of the details on the Multicultural Expo coming up this weekend. And lastly, Chris Potty, the program manager for FireSmart for RMWB, joins the show to talk about the FireSmart program. Joining me on the phone here today, Scott Barr, the Director of HR and Admin with Fort McMurray Public School Divisions. Scott, how are you doing here today?
Excellent. The weather's beautiful. It's nice to be out of the deep freeze.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm sure some teachers are already eyeing up that February break coming up here. But before we get there, you're looking at adding a few teachers. How many positions is Fort McMurray Public Schools looking to fill?
Well, thanks to our growth as a division the last 2 years, we've been up about 400 or 500 students the last couple of years, both years. We're always looking to fill new positions. So as we head out doing our recruiting, we're looking for anywhere from 20 to 40 different new teachers.
A significant boost to the teaching staff, by all means. What are some of the things you're looking for in those new teachers?
You know, the biggest thing we're looking for is people who are really excited to get their journey as a teacher going. You know, when somebody has a good background in their practicum, so they've had a good time at their practice teaching, you know, that stuff that really helps make a difference when they get into the classrooms. We definitely will support our new teachers lots with our induction program and such, but we really want to see people who are really connected to the passion they have for being teachers right away at the start of that career. And that's a big thing I'm always looking for, that and that they key on relationships, because that's so important.
I understand there's a few perks to working with Fort McMurray Public Schools when it comes to organizing extracurricular activities, as well as just getting involved in those extracurriculars within the school division.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Fort McMurray, as you know, is a place where everybody, for the most part, is from somewhere else. So the way to connect with students and with people in the community is by that extracurricular stuff. So we have lots of ways for those teachers to become involved. And really, it's another way for people, I always say this to the new teachers I interview, you know, what's your passion and how are you going to bring that to the culture of the school? Because everybody has a love, whether or not it's in a sport or in performing arts or, you know, even up to crocheting. You never know what group of kids wants to have that. And it's a great way for you to connect with them and to offer something to the school and the community around your school.
I also understand that Fort McMurray Public Schools is offering relocation support and monthly cost of living allowances as well.
Yeah, we certainly support our teachers when they move up here. That's a part of the contract we have where they can get an advance on their salary to get that help up here. And then also, we're thankful to have that cost of living allowance for living up here, because it certainly does entice when we head out east and in the pay, they see that pay differential, and it's a big help for that part of our salary for sure.
And mentorship for new teachers, how critical is that for new teachers coming in?
So critical. It's one of the biggest things we really support and show those new teachers, is we want them to be learning and continue to develop. So we have a whole induction program run by our teaching and education department, and then also we pair them all up with mentors where they get to go spend some time watching their mentor teach and or have their mentor come watch them teach. And it's very much a growth mindset kind of feel to it, and makes a difference for a teacher to feel like they're really at home and being supported on top of the PLF time that we have, our professional learning Fridays, where they get to learn with the full staff. They have some private, you know, time pulled out together as a new cohort to really work together on their teaching.
Scott, for teachers that are looking to apply, maybe Fort McMurray isn't their forever home. Is that a deterrent for hiring new teachers in that school division?
For sure, people definitely, if they're not from here, they, or at least even from Alberta, they do think about that. However, there's, I would say, a good chunk of the population of teachers here in Fort McMurray that came with the 2-year plan and are on year 27, like myself, who found, you know, thought it was a great place to start and found just the most beautiful city and a fantastic place to raise your kids. And we get a lot of that. We get a lot of them who come here and they realize the support they're going to get. And they really buy into the community because it's such a great place to live. I just love it here. So it's great when I get to go out and kind of sell not just our schools and what we offer as a public school board, but also this amazing city we live in. So I'm happy to do that anytime.
How can teachers apply for these positions with Fort McMurray Public Schools?
All of our applications, you go to our website, fmpsdschools.ca, and then inside departments, you go to Human Resources. They're all online there. You can apply through Employee Connect right there, and it's a great way to kind of see all the jobs listed in one space. We already have a spot there for 24-25, so they can apply right to there.
Scott Barr, the Director of Human Resources and Administration with Fort McMurray Public School Division. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Just that we're excited to keep working with, our newer teachers and having them come up here and become a part of our community and be a part of the Fort McMurray Public Schools family.
Awesome, Scott. Thank you again so much for the time here today.
No worries. Thanks so much.
We'll be back with more next on Fort McMurray Matters. Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Ashley Makey, the Communications Coordinator for the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. Ashley, how are you doing here today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks again for coming on the show. For someone who is maybe new to Fort McMurray, what is the Multicultural Expo all about?
Yeah, so the Multicultural Expo is actually our biggest event of the year that the Multicultural Association puts on each year. This is our 13th year putting it on since 2011. And it is essentially just a big cultural celebration in which we get representatives from different countries and different cultures and backgrounds out and showcasing their culture through food, fashion, art, performance, and so much more.
So why host the Multicultural Expo each year?
It gives people the opportunity to learn something new about the world. Like maybe they've never had an opportunity to travel and they want to try different foods from around the world, or maybe they've met people from different cultures. They just don't know too much about it. So this is an opportunity for them to come out, get to know more about different cultures within the region and, you know, within Alberta too, because we're a very multicultural community throughout Canada, actually. So it's a great opportunity to get acquainted with more than just what you know.
Walk us through what's taking place throughout the day and what people can expect.
Yes. Yeah, so when you come in, there will be food booths for you to try out the different foods. There's going to be display booths that will display either art, fashion accessories. Throughout the day, there will be cultural performances from all over and activities for families and their kids or families and friends to enjoy. That's about it.
So you mentioned it's been going on now, this being the 13th year. I can only imagine that it's gotten bigger and bigger since it began.
Yes, definitely. I wasn't here when it first started. I've been with the Multicultural Association since the end of 2018. So I was here for the 2019 Expo. And even then we've seen, I think at that time we had about 25 or 30 booths. And now we're sitting at around 40 booths this year.
That's an exciting thing to hear that it continues to grow. What would you say is one thing people look forward to when it comes to the Multicultural Expo each year?
Usually what we hear is people really enjoy the performances. We have some very talented performers and acts here in Fort McMurray, but also the food. Like, it's one of my favorite parts about it too. I love trying food from all over, and yeah, it's such a cool experience. You get a chance to talk to everybody. You can ask them questions, and they're usually pretty open to answering. You get to learn a lot too.
I noticed on the website you have a link to register as a volunteer. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are. So most of our volunteer slots have filled. However, we are if anybody's willing to volunteer, they can't sign up on the registration link, they can always email us, either email me at communications@mcawb.org or our events coordinator at events@mcawb.org. We're always accepting volunteers. There's a need for them, and we appreciate all the time and help that they put in to help make this event happen.
And the Multicultural Expo may also serve as an opportunity to talk about some of the different programming that your organization offers as well.
Yes, we will have a booth there. So if anyone has any questions that they want to ask us in person, we will be present with our booth to talk about like our various programs, services, and other events that happen throughout the year as well.
You mentioned those other events. What are some of those other events that the Multicultural Association has coming up?
Yeah, so in March, we go out to local schools for the International Day of the Elimination Against Discrimination, and we talk to schools through a workshop series called Speak Up Against Racism. That's happening in March, and then we have, it's kind of like a expo, but on a downscale and outside in June, which is our multicultural festival in recognition of Multiculturalism Day in Canada. And that's, like I said, it's like the expo, just it's mostly food booths, and then people get a chance to enjoy the nice weather as well.
Ashley Makey, the communications coordinator for the Multicultural Association of Wood Buffalo. Anything else you'd like to add today?
There is one program, if that's okay, that I can share that is coming up as well. Our financial literacy program is gearing up next month in February, actually, on February 13th and 14th. We have level one and level two courses that help anybody who's interested in learning more or expanding upon their knowledge for the financial system in Canada. They can go to our website, mcawb.org, to learn more about that and how to register.
Awesome. Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thank you. Thank you again for having me.
There's more coming up on Fort McMurray Matters after the break. And we're back with more on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Chris Potty, the FireSmart Program Manager for RMWB. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ryan. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. I wanted to ask about Fire Program. I guess, what is the purpose of that program?
So with FireSmart, we do a lot of wildfire mitigation initiatives throughout the region year-round. So in summer, folks will see us coming by doing FireSmart home assessments and public education. But what we're seeing through the winter right now is our vegetation management projects. And what that means is we go in and we selectively remove highly combustible vegetation, whether that's spruce trees, pine trees, or just built up dead forest material on the forest floor.
For the folks who may be new to Fort McMurray, is this a relatively new program?
It's not relatively new. So there's been bits of FireSmart happening throughout the region since the early 2000s. But ever since 2016, we've really ramped up the program just because of trends in wildfire activity throughout our province. Especially in 2016, the Horse River wildfire, we've really beefed up the mitigation efforts on municipal land.
So where will these winter FireSmart program projects be carried out?
So we have four this winter. We'll be working in Fort Chipewyan, Fort McMurray, Anzac, and Jambier. And again, these projects take place on municipal forested land.
I understand smoke may be visible from some of these project areas. Is that a cause for concern at all?
No, not at all. Our contractors are well-versed in doing controlled burns. So any trees that they remove and dead material, a lot of the limbs from some of the live trees, they'll just pile and burn those only when conditions allow. So making sure that the wind is blowing in the right way, so it's not blowing toward residential areas, and that the smoke can dissipate through the atmosphere. Fire departments and our Alberta wildfire colleagues whenever burning is going to take place. So fire departments are aware that smoke will be in the area. And if anyone has concerns, they can certainly call the pulse line.
I understand that thinning and pruning trees will also take place. Why is that an important practice to take part in?
Yeah, great question. So thinning and pruning removes a lot of the fuel load in some of these high-risk areas. And these areas border our communities. So if there's a wildfire coming in from the landscape, these thinned out areas give a chance for the fire to drop down to the ground. The pruning removes those ladder fuels to prevent fires to get up into the crowns of the tree. And these thinned out areas provide a defensible space to put our firefighters in, which is much safer than putting them into a highly dense forest where it's much more difficult to move.
I understand firewood will also be made available from this project.
You bet. So any sound timber that we're harvesting in these projects will be made available for free to the community. We do ask that you stay clear of any equipment that's working in the area and allow the contractor space to pile the wood and only go into these areas when it's safe to do so.
How do you feel that Fort McMurray is prepared now versus 2016 for a high-level wildfire such as the one that ripped through in 2016?
Yeah, so we've done quite a lot of work since 2016, thanks to some big grants from the government of Alberta and the Red Cross. So to date, we've treated over 400 hectares of municipal forested land that borders our communities. So this type of large-scale vegetation management was not in place prior to 2016. And, of course, from the Horse River wildfire, a lot of that vegetation was removed. So the forest is regrowing since then, but a lot of that new regrowth is much less combustible than what was previously there. So we're certainly in a better situation than what we were, but regardless of that, wildfire risk is still the number one risk in our region, all the way from Fort Fitzgerald down to Conklin. So we can't let our guard down, but we're doing, these winter projects are certainly going to help us come spring.
And very little snow as it stands right now so far this winter. How worried should we be about a spring wildfire?
Yeah, the lack of precipitation, it has caused some delays in starting our winter projects, along with that warm December that we had. Again, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's a little too early to tell. We still have a few months left before spring, so we're just hoping for much more precipitation through March and April, and that's going to dictate how the wildfire season ramps up.
Do you think FireSmart is something that might sometimes get ignored after a memory of such a wildfire like 2016 kind of subsides?
Yeah, it sure does. We go into some of these communities and do our vegetation management work, and we do get some concerned residents about removing trees, and they don't want to see live, healthy trees get removed. And rightfully so. I love the forest just as much as anyone else, but the risk of wildfire does outweigh some of those concerns. So we do ask for patience, and we do ask for cooperation from our residents just to try to reduce our wildfire threat.
Chris, what are some things that everybody can do to help mitigate that wildfire risk?
Yeah, so, if you're planning to have any fires out on the landscape, just make sure you're doing it safely. You know, that old saying, soak it, stir it, soak it again, that is absolutely true. If you have any concerns about wildfire risk, certainly reach out to FireSmart at rmwb.ca, or you can contact your local Alberta Wildfire Information Officer, and they'll be able to field any questions that folks have. And make sure to sign up for a FireSmart home assessment this spring. We will come out to your property for free and give you valuable wildfire mitigation information tailored to your property.
Chris Potty, the FireSmart Program Manager for RMWB. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all for now. Just keep an eye out for our crews and make sure to give them lots of space this winter.
Awesome, Chris. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thanks, Ryan.
That was our show for today. A big thanks to all of my guests for joining me on the show today. Coming up tomorrow, Julieta Miranda, the founder of KidSmart, joins the show. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.